Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Welcome back, and it's time for part two of Fans Want the Top LIV Golfers Back on the PGA Tour. Time for old Swamp Swami here to come up with a few possible outcomes should LIV Golf fold operations after its final event this August. And let's start with my least favorite idea and then end up with my preferred solution. First idea, the PGA Tour tells all the LIV golfers that they are not welcome back, ever. My mom would have called this one cutting off your nose to spite your face. Simply not going to happen. But I do understand some of the angst. Many pro golfers and fans are still rather hot about LIV's top names accepting $100 million or more from a country, Saudi Arabia, which has a rather poor history on human rights issues. The seed money and current operating capital being provided by LIV Golf indeed originated from the Saudi Public Investment Fund. However, a total ban on LIV golfers by the PGA Tour would be a terrible business idea. Golf fans want to see the best players competing on the course every single week. But if you just still can't get over this, perhaps you could celebrate knowing that the Saudi investors have now lost more than $5 billion on LIV Golf over the past 5 years. Here's the second idea. The PGA Tour tells LIV golfers to sit out for at least one full year, and then, and only then, would they be permitted to start over. That would involve earning a PGA Tour card at the annual qualifying school or playing in the Korn Ferry or developmental tour in 2027 in an attempt to earn their card in 2028. Now, this would likely send the majority of LIV golfers to play in the DP World or European Tour next season. The prize money over there is lower and the travel is rather tough. From the DP World Tour standpoint, adding more LIV golfers would boost the popularity of their tour. Perhaps the DP World Tour might add a few events at the popular LIV golf destinations like Adelaide in Australia and in South Africa. An across-the-board ban by the PGA Tour for at least 1 year, though, might cause the top LIV golf names such as Bryson DeChambeau or Jon Rahm to actually sue the PGA Tour. It's important to remember that PGA Tour golfers are not employees of the PGA Tour. They are contract labor. PGA Tour golfers are not guaranteed any prize money when they tee it up at most traditional full-field golf tournaments. They earn money only after making the 36-hole cut by placing in the upper half of the field. LIV golfers could argue the contract labor position in court should the PGA Tour deny their right to compete for one or more years. And here's our third idea. Let's utilize the same method which the PGA Tour recently allowed Brooks Koepka to return this season. Five-time major championship winner Brooks Koepka had 1 year left on his LIV golf contract this season in 2026, but he quietly negotiated his way out of that final year with LIV golf following the 2025 season. Brooks Koepka then visited with PGA Tour officials and was quietly able to cut a deal to return this year in 2026. His conditions included, number one, he must pay a $5 million donation to charity. Number two, he is not eligible to participate in the new PGA Player Equity Program. That's their bonus program. And number three, he's not eligible to receive any money from the season-ending FedEx Cup bonus pool. Upon returning to the PGA Tour this year in 26, Brooks Koepka has received several sponsors' invitations to participate in some of the full-field PGA events this spring. Those tournament title sponsors should be permitted to add players, including former LIV golfers, whose presence will boost the local interest and also the national TV interest in their PGA Tour event. The Koepka plan could be applied to the other returning LIV golf stars beginning in 2027. A sliding scale could be used to determine the amount for the charitable donation based on each LIV golfer's signing bonus. The idea sounds reasonable, but the PGA Tour is still unhappy that some of the LIV golfers failed to accept this type of olive branch offer early in 2026 prior to LIV Golf's season. They now want to extract a bigger price from those LIV golfers who failed to accept the Koepka plan. But why? PGA Tour is a business. Listening to their fans who want to see those top golfers back on the golf course should be their foremost priority. It's called Customer Service 101. The customer isn't always right, but the customer is always the customer, and don't forget that. All right, now the moment you've been waiting for. Here's the fourth, and I think best idea. Let's listen to the golf fans and get started. Anyone who has watched the four major golf championships over the past few years after LIV began can tell you how much that golf fans seem to enjoy watching top LIV golfers like Bryson DeChambeau and Jon Rahm competing in those major events. The final twosome of Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy at the 2025 Masters made for some great TV drama in the final round. It's understandable that a significant faction of the PGA Tour, whether it be players or officials or fans, want to punish this group of LIV golfers who took the guaranteed signing bonus money and ran over to the new golf tour. That said, it's just not good business for all the parties moving forward, because the golf fans want to see the best players every week on the golf course competing against each other. Here's a personal analogy which might be in order here. Perhaps you, like me, have been fortunate enough to have been hired by an employer, stayed there for a period of time, and then left for another company, only to get rehired by your original employer years later. We all have our reasons for leaving. Earning a good reputation, though, with your time working for the original employer, laid the groundwork for you to be able to return. Unlike the LIV golfers, I didn't receive a signing bonus, probably you too. But players who left the PGA Tour received some type of signing bonus from LIV Golf. Whether that amount was $1 million or $300 million in the case of Jon Rahm, that's a personal business decision which involved risks which were weighed by each player. The amount of the LIV Golf signing bonus should be none of the PGA Tour's business. The PGA Tour's primary concern today should be in determining how much value their enterprise would gain by adding the top LIV golfers to their tournament rosters next season. So let's get to work and create a win-win-win deal for the fans, the PGA Tour, and those LIV golfers. By the way, my SwampSwamiSports.com proposal covers only the upcoming 2026-27 golf season. It's a one-year deal. Step one, let's allow each regular field or 125 or more players PGA Tour event to have the option of inviting up to 10 former LIV golfers to participate in their local event. This would be in addition to the normal amount of PGA Tour players already scheduled to appear that week, so no PGA player would lose his spot in the field. Former LIV golfers would not be eligible to participate in any of the PGA Tour's no-cut or reduced field events, which have about 70 players, or in the Players' Championship itself. Former LIV golfers, regardless of the number of FedEx points which they might earn in the regular season next year, would still be ineligible to participate in the 2027 FedEx Cup Series of year-ending events. Step number two, any PGA tournament earnings by a former LIV golfer are to be split three ways. One-third would go to the golfer, one-third would be dedicated to the PGA Tour Players Retirement Fund, and one-third to the local tournament's primary charity or charities. The golfer would be financially punished by being allowed to keep only one-third of his weekly earnings at a PGA event next year. Having another one-third going directly into the longtime PGA Tour players' retirement accounts would be honoring PGA golfers who did not bolt for LIV Golf. And that final third going to the local tour stop charity is going to make a positive impact in their local community. And it's a smart public relations move. Step number three, if any former LIV golf player should earn enough FedEx points, though, by playing in this limited schedule next year to qualify for a PGA Tour card in 2028, that player should be welcomed back onto the PGA Tour.
Yes!
Let's say that the Zurich Classic team event in New Orleans invites the LIV golf team of Bryson DeChambeau and Jon Rahm to play next spring as a team. And if they should win that tournament, those two players might earn enough FedEx points to receive their own PGA Tour cards in 2028. Any LIV golfers must earn their way back onto the regular tour by their performance. Step 4. If any LIV golfer does earn enough FedEx points to qualify for a spot on the Korn Ferry Tour beginning in 2028, that player is welcome to join that tour as well. So a former LIV golfer might be able to place high enough in the limited number of events next year to qualify to play on the Korn Ferry or Developmental Tour in 2028. Step number five, all LIV golfers will be permanently ineligible to participate in the PGA's Player Equity Program. This relatively new long-term incentive bonus plan was designed to incentivize PGA Tour players who stayed with the tour rather than pursuing any offers from LIV Golf. It's only fair that the LIV golfers should be permanently excluded from that bonus pool. So in summary, my program would allow PGA Tour tournament sponsors to have the right to invite up to 10 LIV golfers to play in their events, hoping to boost public interest without eliminating any PGA Tour player spot in the field. Each of those tournaments may also elect not to invite any LIV golfers if they so choose. The LIV golfers must perform at a very high level next year in 2027 in order to have any chance of securing their PGA Tour card beginning in 2028. The PGA Tour players have nothing to be concerned about. The LIV golfers, though, will be at a serious disadvantage because they'll only be eligible to play in a limited number of events. However, any LIV golfer collecting enough FedEx points next season to qualify for the PGA Tour or the Korn Ferry Tour would have earned their playing card by performance. The PGA Tour and its television partners will also win. There'll be increased interest in traditional full-field tour stops, which might have struggled previously to attract enough PGA Tour big names. This is going to be good for business. And most importantly, the golf fans win big.
Ooh, yeah!
Local PGA tournaments will include more top names in their fields beginning in 2027. So let's get over this feuding and sniping. The fans want to see the best players in the world competing every week. LIV Golf's demise can result in a better PGA Tour very soon. I'm Swamp Swami.